Well, in Canberra this lunchtime, the federal government announced a new leadership team for the Australian Defence Force. And it appears that the defence establishment has got its way. The Vice Chief of the ADF, Lieutenant General David Hurley, will take over the top job when Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston retires in July. Lieutenant General Hurley says he'll be giving the government frank and fearless advice and that robust exchanges between the Defence Department and the Minister, Stephen Smith, should be expected. The government also announced new service chiefs for the Army, Navy and Air Force. Joining us now with the details is our political reporter Naomi Woodley. Naomi, robust exchanges are hardly unheard of between the Defence Minister and the Defence Force hierarchy, but what was the reaction when the Minister announced the new Defence Chief?
Well, in many respects, Eleanor, this appointment is not a surprise. David Hurley is currently the Vice Chief of the Defence Force, and he's had a long and distinguished career in the Australian military. He's a graduate of the Royal Military College, Duntroon. He's been the Land Commander for Australia, the Chief of the Capability Development Group and the Chief of Joint Operations. So clearly very highly qualified to take over this role. He was very much seen as the choice of the ADF to succeed Air Chief Marshal Houston, who has been the chief for 6 years. There had been some speculation that the Defence Minister, Stephen Smith, wanted the current Chief of Army, Lieutenant General Ken Gillespie, for the job. Notably, he's someone who did not go through Duntroon. But in the end, that hasn't been the final decision of the government. And Ken Gillespie is actually retiring after 43 years of service. So Stephen Smith has made it clear since he became Minister last year that he has at times been quite unimpressed with Defence, as you say, some robust exchanges in terms of the attitude towards cultural problems like the treatment of women and the problems it's had with amphibious ships over the past few years. They simply haven't been available because of maintenance problems. So Stephen Smith did allude to those issues when he said there are a range of challenges which are facing the new leadership team.
I've referred to Afghanistan, which speaks for itself given the events of this week. But we continue to have significant challenges so far as accountability is concerned, both personal and institutional accountability in defence. We have significant capability and acquisition challenges, and we have significant budget challenges through the 2009 White Paper, through our strategic reform program and our Force 2030.
And that's the Defence Minister, Stephen Smith, speaking in Canberra this lunchtime. So, Naomi, did Lieutenant General Hurley make reference to any of the recent areas of tension between the government and the military?
Well, he certainly indicated that he doesn't see it as a problem with the relationship or a problem that the relationship between Defence and its minister should be fiery at times. He says that shouldn't be taken as some kind of a rift between the two. He has thanked the government for the confidence it's showing in him and his new leadership team by appointing them. He says they're all keenly aware of their responsibilities and especially to the ADF personnel who are currently serving in places like Afghanistan. He says the current level of support and resources for Australian troops in Afghanistan is appropriate for the current mission, so he's not speaking out there. But he says if there are differences of opinion in the future on other issues, David Hurley says he won't be holding back.
I think robust interaction between the department and the minister is something you would expect from us. We're asked to give frank and fearless advice. We do. I don't think at times that should be taken as dissent or some sort of war between the minister and the generals. We're doing our job, and we'll continue to do so.
And that's the incoming ADF Chief Lieutenant General David Hurley speaking during that press conference in Canberra. Now, Naomi, tell us about the other appointments that the government made today. Are they likely to provoke any tension?
Not especially. The terms of several service chiefs are expiring, and it is something of a usual practice to bring in a new leadership team for a new chief of the Defence Force. Many of these promotions are up the line, so to speak. The current chief of the Air Force, Air Marshal Mark Binskin, will be promoted to the Vice Chief of the Defence Force. He'll be replaced as the head of the Air Force by his current deputy, Air Vice Marshal Jeff Brown. Major General David Morrison, who's currently the Force's commander, has previously been a deputy Chief of Army. He'll be replacing Ken Gillespie, who, as I mentioned, is retiring. Also retiring is the current Chief of Navy, Russ Crane. After 40 years of service, he'll be replaced by Rear Admiral Ray Griggs. And with the exception of Air Chief Marshal Binskin, all the new leaders will be promoted to new ranks when they take up their positions around the start of July.
Naomi Woodley, thank you.